You are now in tune to the Keys to the City podcast.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Keys to the City. I'm your host, Trevor Keys, alongside the big brother, Ted Keys. We're streaming on all social media platforms at Keys to the City. So comment, follow, like, and subscribe. Wow, Ted. Wow. To say the least. An eventful. I mean, there was so, if you really think about taking into consideration how yesterday went, yesterday was supposed to be crazy. Yesterday was probably more crazier than all of us fans actually thought. Ted, I haven't gotten it. Last week we talked about how we haven't done a show in a little while. And
we had a lot to talk about.
Well, also, I haven't gotten a haircut in a while. Last time I got a haircut, I was about to come up to Connecticut. Well, during that time, Saquon Barkley was a Giant. Brian Burns was a Panther. Let's see. Kirk Cousins was a Minnesota Viking. Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge were healthy. But what else? It's been like yesterday was there were
it's been 1 week since you looked at me.
There have been so many. Yesterday was a wide range of emotions.
You really think about it. Yesterday was an eventful day in the NFL free agency. And then of course, you know, we are as Yankee fans.
Yeah, it was
the news of Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole, which, you know, at the beginning of the day, we were in depression. And then by the time 8 o'clock ran around,
I had a lot of emotions.
By the time 8 o'clock ran around, it's like, you know what? After really taking everything in, and you're like, Ted, what's the matter with you? And I'm like, typical Giants, like, you know, nothing really exciting. Lose a fan favorite, lose a valuable asset to the team. And then you look at the end of the day and you're like, and you start looking at all the stuff and you're like, all right, well, we got one of the elite pass rushers in football at 25, 26 years old, which doesn't usually happen often. Now, this was a guy that we wanted the Giants to draft. Remember back in the year the Giants took Dexter Lawrence? What was that, 2018?
It was the year they took Daniel Jones. As I was saying,
we wanted Brian Burns at six.
As I was saying, had personally a lot of emotions yesterday. They ranged from happiness, sadness, a little anger for a brief period of time.
No, you were definitely angry.
For a brief period of time. Nervous, anxious, terrified, petrified. The reasons I say petrified, nervous, anxious was because I'm terrified that the New York Yankee season could be already done before it even started. If Gerrit Cole is gone, I mean, if baseball fans will, of course, will be happy because it's the New York Yankees. They don't give a shit. If the Yankees struggle, people are happy. It's like the Dallas Cowboys. You know how it goes. But as Yankee fans, yeah, yesterday, I was looking all forward to free agency and stuff and getting excited. Like, what is it going to be? And then we get the bombshell news, the shitty news that we got discomfort and uneasiness in the elbow of our Cy Young Gerrit Cole, and we don't have Joe Aguirre on, and I wish we did. We will get the Joseph Aguirre on very, very, very soon, I promise you, because we will be talking New York Yankees, especially if Gerrit Cole is out. My God, the worst possible news. I was very sad. I was freaking out. I was like, please don't tell me the season's over already. Because
I texted you, I texted you, right, about Saquon?
Yeah, I was busy, and then all of a sudden, yeah, the news that all Giant fans probably didn't want to expect, in the sense that I say the team that he went to. Because we all expected Saquon realistically to possibly go to a new place, which he did, but the two teams that he didn't. Look, I've seen people plenty. I've been on Twitter. I don't think I've been on Twitter as much as I've been in the past 24 hours. Like Facebook and Instagram, I haven't even cared about those apps. All I've cared about is this Twitter because I want to know what's been going on in the NFL world. We will get to more baseball because there is going to be eventually some big news with Gerrit Cole. We'll see how serious that is. So we will get the Joseph Aguirre. But today we want to talk about what transpired all of yesterday. To say the least, Ted, it was a little bit eventful. And the New York Giants, which have been one of the teams talked about throughout this entire offseason for many reasons, well, had the highest of highs in the sense of losing their franchise running back, losing their captain. I get it. Nothing happened. Nothing happened during Saquon Barkley's tenure. And I'm at first I was angry because I pulled the who's that? Like he's gone. But then I saw the comments. I saw the people like Tiki Barber. First off, Tiki Barber, I never really cared for you either. Because after you started bashing Eli the year you retired, you kind of lost a lot of I lost a lot of interest and respect for you because you just bash him. So good for Saquon for sticking up for yourself. I appreciate that. But yeah, Ted, Saquon Barkley is a Philadelphia Eagle.
Well, and I'll tell you, here's the other thing, Trevor.
Xavier McKinney, but then things drastically changed. The Giants had some offensive linemen, which they needed. They have a Devin Singletary, FAU legend down here. I know that because I live with a Florida Atlantic grad, and they love Devin Singletary down here. He's the GOAT, as they call him down here.
I tell you, you know what was I thought was a little unexpected, though, of yesterday's free agency outside of the Giants thing? Now, listen. Yesterday's shocker was more that he went to the Eagles because, you know, when you watch ESPN and Tamina Baum and all the other guys, was they were talking about Dallas, like perfect fit for Dallas. Like they need a running back. Tony Pollard was going to be
zero. Born.
And, you know, like, and you knew they didn't want it to all, go all in. I'm just reading a report by Schefter. I guess they said Derrick Henry's contract was too rich for Jerry Jones. That's the
dude. You know me and you could just sit here and be like, so, good. I mean, and good. The breaking news to right now, speaking of Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's got a new home. The running backs cashed out yesterday and today. So they got new homes too.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. The Eagles deal was a surprise because he went to the Eagles. You know, we had heard maybe Houston. I told you in the offseason I thought Houston would be a good fit. You were like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Young quarterback, get some weapons. Yeah. Dallas made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
We really didn't know anyone else, the Eagles. And this is kind of outside of what the Philadelphia Eagles usually do. They usually build offensive line, defensive line, and just get a bunch of scat backs.
But they're a win now.
And they're an all win. But now I just wanted to read you this. What the NFL has seen and which one has been the bigger conversations the past few years is the running back market, not paying the value of the running backs, whatnot. And you look at yesterday was the biggest day going into today.
Yesterday was like the craziest effing day.
Derrick Henry is now a Raven.
Yep.
Aaron Jones is a Viking. Joe Mixon's a Texan. Zach Moss is a Bengal. Barkley's an Eagle. Josh Jacobs went to the Packers. Austin Eckler went to the Commanders.
Yep.
Tony Pollard signed with the Titans. DeAndre Swift went to the Bears. Devin Singletary to the Giants. Gus Edwards to the Chargers. And now Antonio Gibson to the Patriots. So you saw an abundance of running backs and big names because the draft is not that big this year with incoming running backs, you know, like we saw last year with Bijan, all the running backs, and they all got somewhat paid. Now, of course, Barkley got the best deal of all, which I was surprised. Now, I was just reading into the Josh Jacobs deal. That is a 3-year deal, but it's a 1-year deal every year, so there's options at every one, so the Packers could move on from that.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones has had injuries concerns. He was getting older in age. I'll tell you one thing. If you're a Green Bay Packer fan, you got to love this because you're not paying anyone on that team.
All the receivers
are like within 3 years, so you're not paying any of them. Their linemen, they got rid of their most expensive lineman, David Bakhtiari. And with getting rid of Aaron Jones, they saved $25 million on the cap station. You're not paying the quarterback. Josh Jacobs, yeah,
not yet, to say the least.
He didn't get paid that big. And that's what's smart about what the Packers are doing. It's just now it just makes sense that Aaron Rodgers, what you did going to the Jets – hey, listen, more power to you. You wanted to get out, but now you understand why these organizations like the Green Bay Packers are smarter than these big-time players because look at where the Packers are and where the Jets are. The Packers look like, oh, my God, they're a Super Bowl favorite. They're going to be rocking and rolling, where the Jets are like, they didn't make any moves, significant moves yesterday. They made a late move with Javon Kinlaw.
They took our backup, Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, great. He should never play.
Let's get back because we're going to touch on the running backs. Running backs went like hotcakes yesterday, and they all went.
Have you ever had a hotcake?
I know you have, you fat ass.
I don't even know what a hotcake is. Is
that Ted? It's probably like a Danish. You just put it in the oven. It's a hotcake.
Listen,
Ted. We know you love to eat the sweets. Well, you're Mr. Marshmallow Man. It's the State Puff Marshmallow Man. That's Ted. Like watching. Have you ever seen the Ghostbuster? It's Ted. Take my shirt off, dude. I'm solid. What do you want me to do about
it? Solid. Solid as a rock. Huh, Marv?
Yeah, I'll tell.
What do you make of yesterday's day? I want to say one last thing. What we make of yesterday's day is a typical free agency.
No.
Yes, hold on.
So wrong on that.
No. There was more moves quicker up front. But you always see like the big name guys always big.
But I think you're so wrong on that.
Well, I mean, I would say there was more moves in the sense of running backs.
I mean,
But we've seen like in past years, always the big
name guys. Here's the thing.
We always see the big name guys like a Christian Wilkins and those guys always get taken.
Okay. Do you know why yesterday was different from past years? Because for the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 years since this narrative, which I get it, the value of the running back position has been so devalued that, maybe they're not going to get paid. I mean, DeAndre Swift was, bam, gone. Saquon Barkley within the first half. Like,
none of the deals were big. The only deal
my
that was
point is that
in
I get it.
Value
I get it. But my point
Derrick
was
Henry's was 2 years, $16 million.
I get it. But my point was is that for a position that has been literally it's at the bottom. Like when we think of value, the running back is probably lower than even special teams. And these guys went gone. They went. You know what I'm trying to say is that it's right at
running backs, kickers, punters.
But I'm trying to say is that okay? They're still in the category of least valuable position wise in football.
Look at what the guard got from Miami yesterday.
All these guys went left and right.
$57 million guaranteed yesterday. Hunt from Miami.
Yeah, that's the crazy part too. Is that we've seen so much. I mean, the people that are also and why it's so crazy. The names you said, the big names, but look at all the big names that are going to new places. You said it, Christian. You said, I'll go through a couple. Christian Wilkins is not going to be in Miami. Saquon Barkley is playing in Philly. Aaron Jones is playing in his arch rival, Minnesota Vikings. Derrick Henry, Brian Burns, Josh Jacobs, Kirk Cousins. Who's the other? I mean, there's a plethora of talent that's still available that are all going to be possibly going to new homes. There have been so much movement. For me, I really want to get into the Giants and Saquon because we are Giant fans, but I want to make this final point. What I saw yesterday is the NFC got that much better. And the AFC, outside of Baltimore, to me right now, and maybe Houston, it really looks like Kansas City could be running the AFC.
Well, yeah, the Chiefs just signed Irv Smith Jr., the tight end.
Yeah, that's what's just nice. But like I was saying
if the Bengals end up trading T. Higgins, that's going to be a significant loss. And I personally
– Let me – if you need to take a phone call, I'll go on. I got you. You go. As I was going to say, that yesterday, the NFL hit it out of the park. The NFC, if you look at the NFC, think about what the NFC is now. We've been talking about the NFC for so long that it's been bad. The NFC is the dominant conference. Well, look at the NFC now. The Rams just drastically improving in their offensive line. They already have talent across the board, young team. The Green Bay Packers, talking about age, the Green Bay Packers, they had Xavier McKinney. They had Josh Jacobs. They already got the young, stout receivers. They already got a quarterback that they believe in. It looks like he's going to be their future. They already had the youngest team in football. I mean, the NFC just got better. The Eagles, who had a down year, if you want to call their terms, finishing very poorly, just go get one of the most dynamic backs in football and Saquon Barkley. So the NFC, to me, after yesterday, got that much better, and the AFC got that much weaker. Outside of the Chiefs, because the Chiefs are not going anywhere, the Baltimore Ravens signing Derrick Henry today, huge deal for them in the sense of just adding that big-time name, that weapon, using the backfield, the new maybe thunder and lightning in the NFL. And the AFC just took a step back. It looks like the Chiefs, can we be seeing a three-peat? It could be possible. Before Ted gets back, and we'll see when he gets back, we are Giant fans, as you know, diehard Giant fans. And yesterday was, to me, at first, I do want to say I was angry. I was angry at Saquon because of the fact that he chose out of all the teams in the NFL. There's two teams, Dallas and Philly. He went to Philly. I get it. Played at Penn State. But you got to think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Saquon Barkley wanted to get paid. The Giants didn't offer him. The Giants didn't believe that he was part of their future. So the man decided, hey, I'm going to go take my talents elsewhere and be appreciated. The Giants are trying to do a new thing. They're moving off Dave Gettleman. All we've been hearing for years is we got to get off of Gettleman. And now we get it. Move on. Xavier McKinney's gone. We lose that guy. We lose our captain. Saquon Barkley is now with Philly. We get it. Dave Gettleman guy. There's one last guy. And everybody is going to point the finger and say, why did you sign Daniel Jones? We get it. Daniel Jones is signed. He's not going anywhere until next year. But for the people that are bad-mouthing Saquon, like, oh, he's the worst human being in the world. Let's be realistic, folks. We don't need to go to those limits. We don't. There's no reason why we need to go drop to this level. But honestly, when I think about it, Ted, and why I'm saying Ted, is because he's back. But why I was going to say, hold on, we got to get you closer. Why I was saying, I was just talking about Saquon and just thinking about the idiotic fans on Twitter and shit. And I'm just like, you know, I was more sad and I was thinking about it. I was like, I think I'm just going to go drink my sorrows away because it's like Saquon, like he was a good human being, good leader. I know we never won anything with him. We actually had an awful record with him. And right from there, don't blame Joe Shane. Blame Dave Gettleman because Saquon Barkley should have never been a New York Giant. Realistically, ladies and gentlemen, he was the number two pick at the time. And nobody's going to take a pick that high on a running back in today's NFL. But Dave Gettleman, being the clueless buffoon that he was, did that. So guess what? You want to knock Joe Shane? Knock Joe Shane. You want to bitch and moan that Saquon is a traitor? Guess what? He did what he had to do. He had to do what's best for his family. He's got a kid. He's got a wife. They gave him the most money. Guess what? He took it. So don't bitch and moan and don't mother F him because he went to the Eagles. I get it. It's going to suck seeing him for 2 years. Trust me. I'm not going to want to see that. But guess what? We live with it. We move on. You think, I mean, Aaron Jones, guess what? He's in Minnesota. And all the Giant fans, all you young Giant fans, and I forgot about this too, because I do actually remember this when I sent you the picture this morning, Ted. Good old Mr. Mark Bavaro also played at Philly too. And yeah, I forgot about that.
Roger Clemens, we've seen this happen.
We've seen this happen. The Giants are trying.
I'm
not even. You're right. But the Giants are going in a new direction. The Eagles are all in. They're this close from winning a Super Bowl. The Giants are in full rebuild, not rebuild mode, but they're in that mode of sense. We got to turn the clocks and we got to go different. We got to move it forward because guess what? They weren't winning with Xavier McKinney and they weren't winning Saquon Barkley. And you could say we could point a lot of fingers to a lot of things. And fair enough, it's a reasonable argument. But Joe Shane wants to do it his way, and I love what he did. Think about what the Giants did yesterday. Yes, you lose Saquon. Yes, you lose Xavier McKinney. Your two captains, one at the back end of that defense, and your running back. Your only real option, your real weapon for the past couple years. I get it. He's gone. But then Joe Shane, what he's been doing, been able to do the past couple years, restructuring deals, making smart deals too. Think about it. Dave Gettleman was known for a guy that made awful deals. If we all can remember Mr. Kenny G, Kenny Golladay, one of the worst contracts now at the time. Jonathan Stewart, Patrick O'Mah. I mean, there were some guys that he tried to sign on and did not pan out, but awful contracts. Look at what Joe Shane did yesterday. You improve. One of the big needs for this Giant team is pretty much everywhere. But if we look at it, offensive line, they add two utility-type guys that could play both the tackle and the guard position. That could be plug-and-play starters. They go get a running back that, yes, is not as great in the stature of Saquon Barkley, but a guy that's been durable, has had multiple straight years of 1,000 or more total yards. So he's a weapon. We get it. And then the New York Giants and Joe Shane make the huge splash to maybe make Giant fans kind of move on from Saquon, even though there are the diehards. They're not diehards, the weirdos. I'm going to call you weirdos, the weird Giant fans that call yourselves Giant fans. Then you get Brian Burns for a second and a fifth round pick. A guy that is about to be 26 years old, about to hit the prime of his career. If anybody that's smart, and I wish Ted was here right now because he made some comments too yesterday, and I think my father as well said it too, you got to score in this league. You're right. 100%. I 1,000% agree with that. You got to score. You got to put points on the board, and the Giants have struggled for a couple of years with doing that. It might be a little tougher now without 2-6. That's fine. And hear me out because I know people are going to go batshit crazy. Did we see who just won the Super Bowl? The reason why I say this team, and I get, oh, well, they got Patrick Mahomes. Take that off. Take that off for 1 second. They ran the football. They didn't have great, great weapons. They had a great defense. They had a stout offensive line. They had a great running game. And it just so happens that they had right now the greatest quarterback playing on planet Earth, with as well as the best tight end playing on planet Earth. But they had weapons. They didn't have no major go-to guy outside of Kelce. Everybody wants to say, oh, well, Kelce's Kelce. I get it. But he was struggling up until that postseason run. But just think about it. We got to have faith. Everybody wants to jump the gun. And I did this before, and I've done it many of times. That I remember the time that Odell Beckham Jr. got traded. And we all, what are we doing? Didn't work out for us. But Saquon Barkley is not with the Giants anymore. We have to move on. And we got to trust what Joe Shane is going to do. The man learned from one of the best. He's been around some of the best in the world. Best names, best smart people in the football world. Bill Parcells, Brandon Bean. Got to have faith. And Joe Shane hit it out of the park. And I really think the Giants, yes, they lose Saquon Barkley. But the big thing is they didn't pay. And that's the big thing, Ted. And I'm glad you're back. They didn't want to overpay on two positions that are not premium positions. I get it. Saquon is a talented stud running back, and he's going to probably be wonders
in the lower markets of the value. Yeah.
Corner, and then safety is left tackle
pass rush and quarterback. We overpaid for the quarterback. That's why we lost Saquon Barkley. Yep. Plain and simple. We know that's a mistake. That's why the Giants will be drafting a quarterback at six, probably, hopefully. And then we already have our left tackle in Andrew Thomas.
Yep.
We signed Dex, but he's worth the value. It's similar to a Chris Jones type of impact that he has on the Chiefs.
Bro, his value is a steal of a contract now. For what? Well, Christian Wilkins? Listen, for what Christian Wilkins went for?
It's going to be like that every year, though. It's like,
but
oh.
Think about the value of what Dexter Lawrence is the best interior defensive lineman in football.
Last year was, Daniel Jones got everyone freaking out. It's not going to be that bad. And next year, it's only going to be like the 15th.
Well, it's bad. It's bad. Ted, it's okay. But here's the thing. Now it's bad now because he was awful this year. He's always been awful.
We knew that was bad last year. The Giants chose to keep the quarterback, which 9 out of 10 teams would have chose to pay the quarterback and franchise the running back.
And what do you think they're trying to do now? Listen, they're trying to correct their wrong. They knew they fucked up. But so,
listen, at the end of the day, the Giants had 6 years with Saquon Barkley. You had your best 6 years with Saquon Barkley. The Giants didn't win while Saquon Barkley was there. Plain and simple.
No.
Okay, the Giants wasn't good enough. The Giants organization has been pitiful. Let's be honest. I sent you a thing on Instagram like last week. The Giants are one of the worst organizations of teams in the last 20 years. The only thing that's saving the Giants from being the same lower class citizens as the Jaguars, Carolina Panthers, even though they went to the Super Bowl, the Jets, the Browns, is they have 2 Super Bowl wins. That's the only thing that's saving the Giants in the last 20 years. That's it. Or else the Giants have been garbage. The Giants stink. We're Giant fans. We live in this hopeful world like they are some grateful team. Yeah. They've been great. They've had some years, but think about it. And I know what people say, and I'm going to use them as a thing, but the first comment of Giant fans is, what have they won? But Dallas has been a model of consistency. Every year they win 10, 11, 12 games. Now, I get it. They have no Super Bowls in like 30 years. I get it. That's what you strive to play the game for, to win Super Bowls. All right? But it's like one of those things where we've talked about as baseball fans with Joe is like the Red Sox. Would you rather win a World Series and then stink the next couple of years and then win a World Series and stink the next couple of years? Because remember, that's what the Red Sox have been. The Red Sox usually win a World Series and they stink really bad. They finish like fourth in division and then they win a World Series. And then it's like the Yankees, we win 95 to 100 games every year, but we don't win the World Series. So
we don't win shit, bro.
Would you rather have an opportunity where every year you're a 100-win team and you're in the playoffs and you have a chance to win? Or would you rather be the team that wins? And it's like, all right, we're going to stink for 3 or 4 years, but then we're going to come right back and win a World Series. And we're going to stink. I mean, that's really where I'm looking at the conversational piece.
How do you feel? How do you feel about Saquon? I still love Saquon.
I have no problem with Saquon. Okay. I would have took the bag too. At the end of the day, this is about money. This is a business. The fans got to take the bullshit out of this fandom. Oh, my God, I'm butthurt for it. Move on, bro. The Red Sox and Yankees have had multiple guys play for either teams. No one complained when Roger Clemens was a Yankee except for Red Sox fans.
You got to also remember, take this into consideration.
Those rivalries are a lot more, I think, impactful than the Giants-Eagles.
Take this to more consideration.
Talk to me.
It is 2024 now.
people are very easily offended because we live in a soft-ass society.
Do I expect that when the first time Saquon plays at Giants Stadium next year, that the
Ted's
the
gonna fan, be Ted's listen, gonna try to go to that game and he's gonna be like, I won't see that man. Boo this man.
I mean, majority of the Giant fans are going to boo him. That's what's going to happen. But the listen, truth. That's what's going to happen. That's the nature of the ballgame. That's what happens. Listen, we're fans for a reason. We root. This is the problem I always had with basketball people is I root for my team, not a player. So LeBron James plays for five teams. I root for that team. Then you're not a fan of – you're just a fan of the player. You're not a fan of the team. I'm a Giant fan. So it doesn't matter if Eli Manning went to the Cowboys. I'm rooting for Giants and booing Eli Manning. I'm not going to boo. I won't boo for Saquon.
I can never boo Eli.
So if Eli came to play for the Cowboys or Philly, you wouldn't boo him?
I mean, he won two Super Bowls. If he went to Dallas, which we know Eli is smart enough.
Brett Favre went to Minnesota. We've seen these
things. Brett Favre, don't compare Brett. Brett Favre's a clown. He stole money from people. He's an asshole. He's an asshole. Eli's a good citizen and human being.
Terrell Owens went from the Eagles to the Cowboys.
You're saying another.
Deion Sanders, Cowboys.
Oh, another prima donna. They're all prima donnas.
Donovan McNabb. We've seen this before.
Giants fans. Yeah, I agree, Ted.
Giants are mad at Saquon because he went to Philly. Maybe you should have thought about the Giants organization not paying him. But guess what? That's what the Giants valued. Listen, Dave Gettleman took him at number two overall, saying this is
which was a mistake right off the bat.
Listen, at the time, we thought it was great. He was an unbelievable talented running back. The problem is, unlike the Dallas Cowboys when they took Zeke at four, the Giants didn't have a good team surrounding Saquon Barkley. They've never had a good team surrounding Saquon Barkley. You take Saquon Barkley, too, when you're like the Eagles last year at nine, when you could take Jalen Carter because your team's already stacked and it's a high value.
You're just adding
great talent. Yeah. You don't do it at two. The Giants had an opportunity to take Sam Darnold. I get it. We could say he stinks now, but you didn't know that then. All right. You had a chance to take Josh Allen. You had a chance to take Lamar Jackson. You didn't. You had opportunities. You drafted Daniel Jones. That was your guy. Could have took the Josh Allen pass rusher from the Jaguars from Kentucky. Didn't want to take him. I mean, we decided to trade the pick to the Bears so they could take Justin Fields. Well, that worked out really well for them. And we took Kadarius Toney. How well did that do? When we could have had Micah Parsons, could have had Devontae Smith.
Rashawn Slater. Could have had Rashawn Slater.
I mean, listen,
but that's what happens when you have an idiot of a GM like Dave Gettleman was. Joe Shane isn't that guy. Like, you could just tell. I get it. He made the contract. He gave the contract to Daniel Jones. It's an all-time blunder this franchise realizes. I mean, right off the bat, they realize they screwed up last year. Because if you're bringing in Russell Wilson just for an exploratory meeting, I don't care what kind of word you want to use.
Yeah, you're moving on from the quarterback.
You brought in another quarterback. So when you say that he's a franchise quarterback, you don't look at anybody else. You're looking at a backup. But when you're bringing in Russell Wilson, who, yes, has not played up to his contract when he got Denver, but still bring him in, it speaks volumes. And the New York Giants know that, guess what? We've moved off majority of the pieces of Dave Gettleman. So outside of Andrew Thomas, outside of Dexter Lawrence, because those are foundational pieces that cannot be let go of and will be Giants for probably the long term and for the rest of their lives, because the Giants are not going to get rid of those two. But the last piece of Dave Gettleman's mistakes of picks is going to be next year when Daniel Jones finishes up his career as a Giant and they will move on. Now, who they take at six, we don't know. Either receiver, add some talent to that offense. They're going to need a little more talent. Or do they really reset the clock and say, okay, it's go time. We're going with whether it's Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, or Bo Nix later on in the draft. We'll see what happens with this New York football Giant team. But Brian Burns, a New York Giant. I mean, you got right now the New York Giants defensive line. You got one of the youngest in the league, maybe the youngest. And you might have one of the best in football now. I know it's crazy because you're like, oh, well, Kayvon, we still got to see Kayvon. Look, Kayvon's been consistent. He hasn't been great.
Listen, how good is Judge going to be when Soto's batting in front of him? So how good is Kayvon going to be when Brian Burns is on the other side because we didn't have a second pass rusher. The reason why the Giants pass rush used to be good in the Super Bowl years because there was two. You had OC and Strahan, but then you had Tuck and Kiwanuka, and then you could put all four of them in there. And then you still had a good tackle like Linval Joseph and some of those other guys.
Chris Canty, you have guys like that. The Giants have the best. The Giants may have the best one.
You have either the first or second best D tackle in the game. Right, some people argue maybe third, whatever. There's a really good
defense. He's up there.
Listen, he's up there. I mean,
he's one of the best. He's one of the best.
Aaron Donald's a beast. Chris Jones is a beast. Dexter's a beast. Quinnen Williams is a top four. I mean, so those top four guys are legit top tier caliber. Then you have Brian Burns, who I would say potentially a top three pass rusher, easily top.
Has the talent.
He's easily top 10, 5, 6 right there. He had a down year last year, but I would say that had a reflection of Carolina's bad team and not having anyone on that team. Let's see what he does this year, you know, when he's got a much better defense surrounded by much better talent. We know the Giants in general need to work in the secondary a little bit, need a second cornerback, need some safety help. The safety market's dead right now, so I think there's going to be greater value later in the draft.
I don't think it's dead. I just think it's more
people
kind of patiently just, you know, viewing the market and see how everything's going. Kind of like the running backs. Everything was like, okay, who's going to make that first move? Well, it was Chicago. And then they go after DeAndre Swift. They give him the 8 per year. Yeah. And now we're like, okay, there's the starting point for running backs. 8 per year. We saw Saquon got 12.5. Speaking of running backs and all of this and how yesterday transpired, and I don't know if there's any updates right now, but Ted, I'm going to ask you, when you think about how yesterday transpired, all the moves that were made, all the big names going to new homes, is there a move? Is there something that you say, wow, like that was out of nowhere?
Well, what do
you
wow was the money that Kirk Cousins got. I'm not surprised because we started hearing more and more rumors, but it was the money that Kirk Cousins got, 4 years. But supposedly, the more I read into it, it's a similar deal to the Daniel Jones deal. It's 2 years kind of up front with options for year three and option year four. So I think Atlanta looks at it like, hey, listen, this is a winnable division. We have young talent. We've drafted three.
Are they the best team in that division now?
I got to see where the rest of the division falls.
Well, let's take into consideration.
The
Bucs just won this division, and we're a game away from a title, NFC title.
The Bucs are right there because they brought back Evans, they brought back Baker. They still have a really – Kate Ottman, the tight end, Chris Godwin, White at running back. So they still have a really good Tristan Wirfs, right tackles. They still have a really good team. It looks like they're going to bring back Levante David. So they traded Carlton Davis yesterday to the Lions. But they shouldn't be going anywhere. But Atlanta should be much more improved because you look at Atlanta last year, how many games the last 2 years have you lost with Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder as their quarterback? So you look at Kirk Cousins as like a model of consistency. You know what you're going to get from him, close to 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, around 10 picks, so a 3-to-1 ratio and interception and touchdown ratio.
You're going to get breaking news.
Hold on. And you know, this is what you drafted: Drake London in the top 10. You drafted Kyle Pitts in the top 10. You drafted Bijan Robinson in the top 10. You have three stud weapons. Let's see what these three guys can do with a viable quarterback. They have one of the top 5 offensive lines in football. I like what Atlanta's doing. We'll see what they do in the defense. I think defense aside, number 8, I think Dallas Turner makes a lot of sense. They need pass rushing help.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that division becomes much more competitive. Yeah. You know, in a team where like Atlanta or Tampa Bay, we'll see what happens. But I think like Atlanta, you're like, they could win a playoff game.
I got breaking news.
Anybody good?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't get better than this. I have decided that moving forward with contracts, Kirk Cousins is going to be my agent because that man finds ways. Where's this? See, you're such a stiff. You don't have no set. You can't even laugh. Like, you watch the Kelce brothers, they laugh their asses off. I look at my brother, he's like this. It's like, I should just talk to the wall. Yeah, I'm calling your ass. I wanted you to see what your reaction was. And I just looked at the wall.
Giants signed Odell Beckham.
No. Well, breaking news with that, he's dating Kim Kardashian. So he's probably gonna go back to LA or something. That's actually real breaking news. That's actually real breaking.
No,
he's dating Kim Kardashian. Kirk Cousins, tremendous job of finding ways to get money.
The other big thing I would take away from yesterday's show was there's going to be now there's three teams vying for one quarterback.
Hmm.
Well, here's the actual. It's two parts. It's a two parts. Where does Justin Fields go? Because everyone months ago
might Schefter be a back, talking about might be a backup
talking
now.
About a Schefter, and it's might crazy be. Because you think about like everyone's talking highly of Fields, but Russell Wilson jumped off the board real quick for $1.2 million. Kirk Cousins got paid big money for Atlanta. The Raiders brought in
Gardner Minshew. Sam Darnold got signed.
Like, Aaron went to the Vikings.
Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett went to the Patriots. Now, here's the only thing, though. Those are all free agents. You didn't have to give up any trades. I mean, you didn't give up any picks.
Yeah, if but what is Fields going to go for? He's not. If he does get traded, like, well, here's the thing. He's probably going for what Mac Jones went.
Mac Jones went for a 6. Trey Lance went for a 3rd or 4th last year from Dallas, which is – so here's the Fields thing. Now you wonder, okay, does Raiders just now – going to move on and have the Aiden O'Donnell, Carter O'Connell, and Minshew as their quarterback. So no Fields there. The Vikings looks like Sam Darnold's their guy
for now.
For now, but I don't think you would bring in also.
Oh, they're going to try to trade up.
Where does Fields go? Because now the market looks closed.
I've been saying the Giants, I don't think the Giants bring him in. I would love it.
With the Giants bring in, but here's the problem when you bring in Justin Fields. Not only do you have to bring in, you got to give up draft picks, but then you got to pay him because this year I believe it's $14.5 million, and then next year is a 5th-year option. So the Giants
fall into $28 million.
Giants fall into the same boat as Daniel Jones. Do you pay him early? Do you not pay him? Do you save? So it's to give up a couple. That's why it's almost a sense of, is he really going to be a backup? I mean, it's kind of sad to see a guy that you thought was a top four quarterback, you know, in the draft, like you thought, like this guy is possible to be the number 2 quarterback behind Trevor Lawrence. Like he was him and
yeah,
Trevor
look,
Lawrence.
Yeah, look how that court. Look how that quarterback class is.
I mean, you look out. At that. Him and Trevor Lawrence were 1 and 2 in the draft and in their high school things. Yeah. One goes to Clemson, one goes to Georgia, and then he transfers to Ohio State.
Yep.
All right. We thought there would have been 1 and 2 in the draft. Zach Wilson got drafted 2, which we know was absolutely atrocious. It's tough to fathom that. But then here's the other part of the question was, okay, whatever happens with
Fields. Oh, I actually do have breaking news. Breaking news. The Steelers are signing linebacker Patrick Queen, 3 years, $41 million.
He wanted $10+ million a year.
So that is actually – I believe that's breaking news unless that's one of those – it's from the fantasy source. Now, I don't know how credible they are, but until I – like, I'm just putting that out there right now. That could, yes, breaking news. That is from Schefter. He is going to breaking
ESPN
news.
ESPN just updated my thing. Okay.
Yes, breaking news.
Patrick Queen plans to sign a 3-year deal with the Steelers. Yep, $41 million. So they add linebackers. That's what the Steelers always do. The Browns just signed Akeem.
How about that? Guess what? Giant fans. Guess what? Giant fans. There's another guy that went from one divisional foe to another rivalry. So
yeah, you got paid.
It happens.
And then the question is now becomes – the way we look at it, and we're going to be posting our mock draft probably once I get done with this or at 4 o'clock.
A little later.
I'll probably post it before the show gets posted. But here's the thing. The way you and me look at it is quarterbacks are going 1, 2, 3. That's at least I think how we look at it. Jacoby Brissett will be the placeholder until they draft their quarterback at 3. Washington's going to draft a quarterback. Bears are going to draft a quarterback. So then becomes who's coming to get the 4th quarterback. Because right now you look at the Vikings, you look at Denver, and you look at the Giants. Those are the 3 teams to watch. Now, does Denver reach or trade back and go get Bo Nix? Because I think 12 is too high for Bo Nix. I think there's somebody who's like, well, if you're going to take him at 20, why wouldn't you take him at 12? Because you can get value, you can trade back and get some other assets. I feel like Bo Nix fits what Denver wants. I think J.J. McCarthy fits what Denver wants. I think J.J. McCarthy fits what Kevin O'Connell wants to do in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. My biggest thing from yesterday is...
And I think the Giants, I think realistically, I would rather have Drake May. But watch, I'll be the type of guy that says, I want Drake May. And in 3 years, J.J. McCarthy is a better quarterback because he's just more accurate. But because Drake May's potential is higher, his ceiling is higher because of his arm, his size, his strength.
Do you know what I love?
But maybe he's got more of a bus...
Do you know what I love when people, when I talk to people and I mention the name J.J. McCarthy, it's like, oh, he's terrible. But then you got other guys that like scouts, executives. There's some people that love him. There's some people that hate him. I mean, the people that love him.
There's always somebody like, there's always a quarterback that like, it's like the Zach Wilson thing. Small, but the cannon of an arm, athletic, blah, blah, blah. And then like people like the Jets love them. And other people are like, I won't touch him. I think that you go through that every year with quarterbacks because there's just a discrepancy. Like I told you, I would. Here's the thing. J.J. McCarthy wins. He's been a winner in high school at IMG Academy in Florida. He won in Michigan. He doesn't lose. But you could say they played a pro-style offense. They ran the ball. They were never
– Which is most suitable.
He was never asked to do too much. Now, is that what you want, or do you want a guy like Drake May where, like, everything was put on his shoulders? He was supposed to be the playmaker. He was supposed to do everything, even though the offense was simplified what they ran in North Carolina. So it's one of those things where it's like, hey, are you
– You can choose your battle. Which one do you want more?
Well, here's the thing.
Comes down to.
I would say Drake May's talent-wise is a higher ceiling than J.J. McCarthy. But yeah. that doesn't always mean he's the better quarterback. And what we've seen already in the draft class, what we were just talking about, the Trevor Lawrence, what was that, four quarterbacks in the top 10, right? Was it Fields went or 11?
Fields went 11.
Trey Lance went 3, Zach Wilson 2, Trevor Lawrence 1, Fields went 11.
Max Jones went 15. So, yeah, 15. Five of them in the 15.
Four, and guess what? Trevor Lawrence.
Four of them are going to have new homes.
Well, two of them might be out of the league soon, but Trevor Lawrence is hanging on.
I know
to that upper echelon tier where we thought he was going to be the next, you know, John Elway. Or
if he sucks, they could just bring in the Mac attack.
Yeah. Well, and then you got what you look at this class and you're like, all right, four of these guys, realistic possibility, all four. No one says all four stink because there's always one or two guys that hit. But 50%. So that is going to be the question. Which ones are going to hit and which ones are not? And I would say which organization better suits these quarterbacks in supporting them both offensively, defensively, and coaching-wise? Because we've seen Mac Jones, first year, Josh McDaniels, really good for New England. Last couple of years, you have special team coordinators running the show, a defensive coordinator running the show, and supporting Mac Jones with no weapons was absolutely atrocious. I don't blame the kid when you have absolutely no one. Similar to Bryce Young. No offensive line, no weapons. I'm not saying he's great, but he has he could be good.
If you're a Carolina fan,
I mean, here's my thing. What if Bryce Young was?
I'm done talking about the quarterbacks.
Was on the 49ers.
I'm done talking about the quarterbacks.
Would he potentially be good?
Yeah. All I know is Carolina.
Brock Purdy was successful as a six-round pick because he's supported by one of the best offensive lines, one of the best offensive coordinators.
Carolina fans.
Top running back and two great receivers and a top tight end.
Carolina fans. I feel for you because that's a struggle. That's a franchise. Dude, that's
could you imagine that they didn't get one first round pick for either Brian Burns or McCaffrey?
That's a franchise. DJ Moore gone too. Three or cornerstone Dude, players.
You could have had an abundance of draft picks. Like you could have been the old.
Well, that's when you have. That's you why when you. Well, that's why when you have an idiot as or.
Well, no, it's the GM. Tepper,
I know, but Tepper's guess what? He got Dan Morgan's the one that made the trade yesterday. I wanted to say my big thing from yesterday, I had no idea Josh Jacobs was going to go to Green Bay. I think that is a
I didn't even think Green Bay wanted to run
it. That's what I'm saying. I think that's a move. I get it. Philly is a big winner yesterday because of the sense that they get Saquon, that offense becomes that much more dynamic in the running attack. But the Green Bay Packers, wow. You get Josh Jacobs with all that young talent. I mean, this is a guy that just was the leading rusher in the NFL not too long ago. Now he's on the Green Bay Packers behind a young team right now. Like, this is the youngest team in the NFL. So Josh Jacobs going to Green Bay. Yeah, Aaron Jones was a great leader for them, a great back for them as well. But they saw that he was getting older, might have wanted another contract extension coming down the line. Maybe they didn't feel like it was ready for him. They didn't want to do it anymore. But to go get Josh Jacobs, that NFC, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a hell of a lot tougher. San Fran's there. The Detroit Lions are there. The Green Bay Packers aren't going anywhere. The two NFC East teams, the Cowboys, the Eagles, they're going to be their event. They're going to be there. And then you get the NFC West. I'm going to bring in a special guest in 2 seconds. But then you get the NFC West. You got the Niners who were just in the Super Bowl. And then the Rams. Like this NFC, wow. That's what my big takeaway, Ted. Oh, we got the mic in front of him.
It's fine.
I don't want the mic in front of my beautiful nephew. There he is.
See ya.
Well, why are we hiding him? What is this? Don't worry. We'll hear the little farts in the background. Yes, Ted is playing daddy daycare right now with his son. But that's what, look at him. There he is. You're a star, kid. You're a star. Just remember that with your little taco outfit. Look at him. He wants to talk. He's like Ted. He's already trying to start talking. I mean, that to be honest, yesterday, it couldn't have started any worse for us New York fans. I mean, think about it.
But we finished strong. Not how you start.
The Knicks just came off of a 73-point performance, which that's crazy that they're dealing with injuries. The Jets didn't really make a lot of moves. They lose their edge rusher, Bryce Huff, to the Eagles. The Giants losing Saquon and Xavier McKinney. The Yankees, right now, their two best players outside of Juan Soto, dealing with some injuries. So yesterday, like I said to you, is there any more shit that could possibly be piled on? But yeah, Joe Shane and the Giants, from what we've talked about, Ted, I said to you, I gave the Giants a B-plus yesterday. Not going to go with the A, but B-plus for me.
I would have said B, but then I think you're getting closer to B-plus because then when you read about like what they got for the Leonard Williams thing, literally they flipped Leonard Williams for Brian Burns.
And how about this? The offensive lineman that they got. Like, I get it. It's not the same. Which one, John Runyon? John Runyon and what's the kid from the Raiders? Aluminior.
Yeah.
Aluminior. Think about that. The two guys that they got. And then you go look at a team like the Carolina Panthers, who just gave up $100 million to – now, I get it. Robert Hunt's a very young and talented and a great player. Oh. But the money that he got, you look at Joe Shane. He's done this the past couple years.
Dude, that was so stupid. You signed one guard for $100 million. You have so many more issues on that team.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying Joe Shane has been a very – oh, no, the Giants. Why do I see the Giants got Drew Lock? This is breaking news.
Nice.
Drew Lock? No. No.
Was he a free agent?
We'll see right now. We got to see. I'm seeing breaking news. I got to see something. Where is it? The Giants are signing Drew Lock to a contract, serving as a primary backup.
Nice. All right.
Are giving him a one-year deal. It's a one-year deal.
Browns,
so the New York Giants quarterbacks will be Daniel Jones and Drew Lock next year. We need
Drew Lock. Nice. You're giving the Seahawks 1 year, $5 million. All right. Guess what? That's fine. The question still becomes, Trev.
I'm listening.
I wonder if the Giants ride with Daniel Jones. Ride with Daniel Jones.
I'm gonna get really sad.
And I wonder if they draft a quarterback. I mean, I wonder if they draft a receiver at six now, and say, you know what, we're gonna put as many weapons. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, Ted. Oh, I'm really sad.
Drew Lock is just as good as Daniel Jones, bro.
I'm just sad because I just don't want to deal with Daniel Jones anymore. I just don't want to deal with Daniel Jones anymore.
I mean, here's the thing. We won't know until the draft what they do with Daniel Jones. Plain and simple. We're not going to know what they're going to do. Because here's the only issue you have now. You draft a quarterback at six. Right?
I'm listening.
What are you going to have? Drake May, Drew Lock, and Daniel Jones? You just signed. So the problem is Daniel Jones gets cut. Then maybe the Giants just eat the salary. Which I highly think they don't do. I think the Giants should say, you know what? Let's see what we can get left over with Daniel Jones. But I don't know. Maybe the Giants trade back and say, hey, listen, who wants to get the court? Who wants J.J. McCarthy? Come get him. Minnesota? Like I told you, I know Minnesota would never do it because that's not how it works. But like if I was the Giants, I'd be like, you want to come up to six? Just give me Justin Jefferson.
Give me your 11th pick.
Or give me a couple twos. Give me the picks I lost. A couple twos, a couple threes.
They're gonna have talent.
Give me Patrick Surtain and I'll go back to 12.
The Giants are gonna have young talent on that defense, but until they find that quarterback, the Giants are gonna be in situations like this.
I mean, I trade back to 12 if Denver wants to give up some multiple assets. Give me Patrick Surtain and with 12, the 12th pick. I'll either take one of the top corners. No, I won't take a corner because I won't need it. I'll take like Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU. Big, strong, fast receiver. Add another outside weapon. Yeah. What do you think? You agree?
Yeah, what's he saying? Does he agree with us? If he makes more noises, he doesn't agree with us.
He's quiet.
Yeah, he doesn't agree with us then. He thinks we're student odds. It's okay. Many people probably do. But that's what makes us great. Because you got to have an opinion. You either love us or you hate us. There ain't no in between. Giants active yesterday, today, trying to add some pieces. They wanted a backup quarterback, so they're filling out the needs. Maybe they try to go to get under the corner, try to add a safety if they can.
Well, Giants, here's the thing. The Giants don't need a safety.
They technically do.
There's a lot of safeties out there, too. There's a lot of safeties out there.
I got Bernard, stop with this. Hey, maybe we could play decent football. Daniel Jones has been in the league for 6 years. He had one decent year. Stop. These are what Giant fans. Remember that poll that came out that said the least intelligent fans? I do sometimes agree with stuff like that because Giant fans are really sometimes unintelligent. I'm sorry I'm going after a fan base, but they sometimes can be. Do you agree? Yeah,
absolutely. But no, I think all fans.
I'm talking to
I think all fans are stupid sometimes. But no, I mean realistically, Daniel Jones didn't even have that great of a season, bro.
No,
we act like he had. It was like 14 touchdowns. I was like, what? I'm like, stop.
All in all, let's see. Before we get off, is there any updates? We gotta just say class updates before we sign off because it's been a very, very active. Looks like the Eagles are trying to get a deal done with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to bring him back.
Nice. Well, they need safety. So yeah, you got him. You got Duggar from New England.
Yesterday was a hell of a day overall just because of everything that transpired, the movement. Like, it went fast. Like, 12 o'clock hit, and bam. Like an avalanche of stuff. Oh, this guy signed and this guy. I told you, I haven't been on Twitter as much in my life than I was on yesterday. Because I wanted to know everything and anything that was happening, whether it was moves for the Giants, whether it was moves for other players. I just wanted to know what the updates were. And to see that day one in the legal tampering day was officially done with, tomorrow we start a new football season. March 13th, the new calendar season officially begins. We will definitely be keeping an eye on the Garrett Cole situation, Aaron Judge. Hopefully he's playing opening day. I told you, we will be posting our mock draft, our first mock draft 1.0. Maybe some people will like it. Maybe some people won't, but we will be posting it later on. And then we will be getting D. Joseph Aguirre on to talk New York Yankee baseball because it's only a few more weeks until opening day. So there's a lot going on. Free agent football, NFL football, running wild. Deals, take us away, buddy. Yeah.
See ya.
Bye, Bobs. Ladies and gentlemen, from me, Ted, and Theo, we are Keys of the City. We are out.
You are now in tune to the Keys to the City podcast.